This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
JeffCast News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. The voting options are open for you. If you would like to text and vote for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia, you can do it. You text 980-804-375-5011. You can vote that way once per day per phone. So if you've got a bunch of phones, use them all. Hey, I grew up in Philadelphia. Our motto was vote early, vote often. So again, if you want to text, and you should, 980, you text the number 980 to 804-375-5011. In addition to that, you can vote online. Yeah, you can vote that way once every day as well. tinyurl.com/votejeff24. tinyurl.com/votejeff24. Ernie from Chesterfield says, Jeff, I just finished voting for you for the goodest of Richmond. Thank you. Thank you. Joe Biden will be endorsing my candidacy a little bit later today and announcing that I truly am the goodest talk show host in all of Central Virginia. I can hardly wait. How long is he going to stick around, do you think? This is getting so interesting. Our friend Brian Maloney joins us on a regular basis, and he has been behind the scenes in a lot of political stuff throughout the years. He's truly one of the most talented broadcasters that I have ever had the pleasure to listen to. He's just fantastic, and he joins us. Brian, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, you might end up on somebody's, you could be somebody's VP.
I could indeed. I am the goodest choice. I'm telling you, Brian. Yes. I'm the guy.
Yes. We could be seeing you up there on the,
Hey, I need you to just tell us, is Biden going to survive all this? Because the more they seem to be pushing at him, the more his wife seems to be digging her high heels in and saying, nope, we are not leaving.
Well, and that's the issue for Democrats. And, you know, it's really unusual, Jeff, to see Democrats playing defense like this, because usually they are unified. They are a machine. They control all the levers of power. You know, it's like, we're not used to this. Usually Republicans are playing defense and trying to figure out how to get out of their own way. And here we have Democrats imploding on us. And you're absolutely right. I mean, the effort to push Biden out has been failing. And Democrats have not been able to succeed. And the bottom line is, unless you can get the cabinet to meet, you know, with Kamala Harris and use the 25th Amendment, I don't know how you get him out of office for the rest of his term. And then beyond that, He's been presumptive nominee. I don't know how you do anything about that either without him saying so. And Jill's obviously the gatekeeper. So Hunter's in there too. I mean, what do? You can't really force him out. What a situation.
Well, and far be it for me or you or Donald Trump to get in the way of them screwing up what they're screwing up. I mean, this is a thing of beauty in many ways. And I... I personally, Brian, I want Joe Biden to run because I don't think anybody deserves to lose as much as Joe Biden does.
Well, and that's it. But when people say, well, you know, if you get Joe out, somebody else can beat Trump or whatever. And the bottom line is we've seen the polling data from all of the other contenders. Mm-hmm. And the truth is most, if not all of them, fare worse than Joe.
Yeah.
So, and that, you know, there was one poll showing that Michelle Obama could beat him or whatever. Other polls showed the opposite. So, you know, they put Kamala in there or whatever. She pulls 3 to 5 points behind Joe. So, you know, they are in a mess. And you did mention Trump. I love the way Trump's been handling this, which is to be relatively quiet for Trump. I mean, to just sit back and let the other side implode.
Yes, yes, yes. It is. It really is a thing of beauty right now. So, if you had to lay odds, and I'm not a betting guy, Brian, but you might be. If you had to lay odds, you would say it is Biden versus Trump, that they're not going to get rid of Biden.
Well, I think it'll be difficult. I mean, he has to come to the decision on his own. I would say it's 50-50 that he exits the re-election race. You know, in terms of serving out the rest of his term, though, I think he and Jill are going to fight like mad to keep him in there till January 20th or whatever. I mean, that is going to be a bigger fight. And, you know, the way the law works on that is, you know, even if they use the 25th Amendment, he can rescind it on his own, and then it goes to Congress, and then Congress has to decide. Can you imagine the fight over that there? That would be incredible. So I love seeing Democrats in disarray. I think that, you know, you're seeing, well, the donors are pulling out of Biden's camp. Well, I don't think Biden cares. I don't think money is really much of an issue this presidential race. People know who they're voting for. I don't think Biden didn't even campaign last time. You know, he sat in his basement the entire time. He didn't.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Even get out of the basement.
Yep. I wonder, Brian. Let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney is joining us, joins us every week. Absolutely brilliant analysis and insight from not only a broadcasting perspective, but as somebody who has been involved in any number of campaigns and campaign events. One of the things that people are beginning to wonder, you mentioned vice president. I mean, we've got the Republican convention coming up in just a couple of days. Many of us thought we would hear ahead of that. What are you hearing right now? Has President Trump actually decided on someone?
Well, isn't that fascinating? Because I can't remember a time where we didn't know who the VP choice would be before the convention. I mean, usually we know that well in advance.
Yep.
So it's very, very interesting. And it puts a little element of surprise into this, which is nice. And if he handles this well, which he has been, I think the Trump campaign has been much better organized this time than in the past. He's listening to advice or something. He's doing things right, and he's not tripping over, you know, things that are thrown in front of him. And, I mean, he really handled himself well on the debate stage. So, yeah, when you look at potential VP candidates, I mean, your governor is on that list,
yes.
You know, and not a bad choice. He would not be a bad choice, I don't think.
No.
And then also Ben Carson, who is a great man. I would be thrilled if he were on the ticket. He is a good good person. He's not a Washington creature, and I'd be very, very pleased. And then you have the governor of North Dakota, who to me seems like I don't think that brings anything to the ticket. I think Trump's looking for somebody who isn't going to try to immediately upstage him when he takes the presidency and start announcing the, you know, his presidential campaign the minute Trump takes office. And I don't blame him for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that this is going to be a very different administration. And as you pointed out so correctly, Brian, Donald Trump is rather measured for Donald Trump. I was fearful, I must confess, I was fearful after that debate that there would be a lot that was said. And instead, President Trump has been relatively quiet, just allowing the Democrats to implode. And it really is a thing of beauty.
Well, it is. And, you know, it's something that, you know, we all wanted him to learn years ago. And for some reason, he finally found that one of the things that's best, you know, that's going well here is that he has stayed off Twitter, yeah. Even though he has his own platform. But, you know, what's there isn't seen nearly as much.
Right.
So, you know, running his own Twitter account was a problem for years and years. Mm-hmm. And so getting that away from him alone, I mean, you can build, you know, points just from that. But
that's
beyond
right.
that, he comes across better now. He comes across like, hey, I'm ready to govern, and we're going to do some great things. It's more positive. He'll still take shots when he needs to, but there's something less caustic about it, and I think it's improving the way voters view him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you are absolutely correct. Brian, for folks who want to analyze you and your analysis a little bit more, what's the best way for folks to take a look at you social media-wise, et cetera?
Yeah, so we have facebook.com/redwaveamerica, one word, Red Wave America on Facebook. Love to have your listeners there. And also S Scalpings on Twitter, S-S. Scalpings. I know that's a mouthful, but that's where I am on Twitter.
All right, so S Scalpings over on X, formerly known as Twitter, and facebook.com/redwaveamerica. Appreciate it so much, Brian. We'll talk to you next week. That is Brian Maloney, and one of the best guys, one of the smartest guys when it comes to breaking this stuff all down. We're thrilled that he is joining us on a regular basis every Thursday at 3:33, with one exception: August the 2nd. Why? Because Brad Thor is going to be here, the best-selling author who, well, frankly, I just love his stuff. I love his stuff. And so he's going to be popping by on August the 2nd. You can mark that down now if you'd like. Our dear friend Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent, is coming up in just a couple of moments, 4:03. I want to talk a little bit, well, about the state of policing in America. I am worried more and more and more that we're just not enforcing the law. Seriously. Not me, maybe not you if you're not in that profession, but it seems as if there's a directed effort, an organized effort, to get law enforcement officers to stop enforcing the law. It's weird. Congressman Rob Whitman is dropping by as well. Don't forget, I've got a pair of tickets. If you're not doing anything, August the 31st, KC and the Sunshine Band. Yep, KC and the Sunshine Band going to be at the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. That's Meadow Event Park in Doswell. 4:45-ish. Is when I will give you a chance to win those tickets. We'll make it super easy. You'll call, you'll be the right caller, and you'll win. See? You see how easy that is? Tomorrow morning, also pretty easy. My friend John Reed is going to be here, and John is here each and every morning from 6 until 10, and I would urge you to listen to John's program. Next week, John's actually going to be heading out to the Republican National Convention, so we'll get some updates from him as to what's going on at the convention, which I really, really, really do appreciate. 3:45, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.